And now this is a dictation for Joanne, J-O-N-N-E, Schenden, S-C-H-E-N-D-E-N, June 2nd, 54, addressed as a letter to Dr. Auxilio, A-U-S-I-E-L-L-O, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Auxilio, follow up for Mrs. Schenden. Advanced renal failure. Blood pressure at home, 120s over 70s. Since the last visit in July, no hospital emergency room. Presently diet control diabetes off metformin. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, bowel changes or urine abnormalities. Denies recent chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Does have underlying atrial fibrillation and follows cardiology Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R. Last visit, stable. Other review, system negative. Medication list review, low dose lisinopril, Lasix. Metoprolol, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, blood pressure by nurse, 125/88, weight 197, lungs clear. Atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no ascites, edema, or focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 1.4, previously 1.6. Electrolyte acid base normal, GFR upper 30s, stage 3B. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Anemia around 11.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3. Prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. Underlying hypertension, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Relative small kidney on the right comparing to the left. However, no obstruction or urinary retention. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure in the office, fair. Continue pressing regimen, salt restriction, physical activity. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. There is anemia but no EPO treatment. Present potassium acid base is stable. She has any changes on diet to prolong kidney function. All studies show decrease of animal protein is beneficial. We will do chemistry on a regular basis. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months.